Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nick Manise. The architect, Eberhard Zeidler, who created some of Toronto's most groundbreaking public spaces in the late 1960s and 70s, died last week at the age of 95. To reflect on Zeidler's influential career and two notable projects, let's hear now from Alex Bozikovic, architecture critic of Canada's The Globe and Mail newspaper.
Zeidler is born in 1926 in Lower Silesia in Germany, grows up in a wealthy family, and when the Second World War arrives, ends up enlisting in the German Navy. He survives the war and then goes to train at the Bauhaus, one of the centers of modern architecture in Europe, and was effectively the birthplace of modern architecture in North America, having exported many of its leading practitioners to North American universities. Zeidler escapes East Germany for West Germany, and then in 1950 ends up in Canada in the very small city of Peterborough, Ontario, bringing his modernist sensibility with him into a city and into a country where these ideas are very fresh and very welcome. So Zeidler begins in Canada by designing a series of fairly modest buildings, churches, religious schools, public schools, you know, many of which are fairly straightforward buildings that blend Bauhaus sensibilities with local materials and the sort of Canadian vernacular of stone and brick and a lot of wood. He then, in the 1960s, takes part in this dramatic growth of public architecture in Canada. In Canada, as in other places in the world, the baby boom brought this giant explosion of public buildings of all sorts, hospitals, schools, cultural facilities, which also provided opportunities for young architects, including young architects with radical ideas, to have a significant impact on the built environment. And Zeidler does that. Zeidler's firm, which in the 1960s was Craig Zeidler and Strong, with his partners in Toronto, gets what is probably their key commission, designing what was called Ontario Place. Ontario Place is essentially a lakefront theme park in Toronto that was inspired by the modern cornucopia of Expo 67 in Montreal. So responding to that and giving Toronto its own sort of modernist utopia, Zeidler draws on a series of different radical architectural traditions. There is a concert venue with a textile roof inspired by Fry Otto. There are these series of metabolist-style pavilions suspended over Lake Ontario on Piloti. And then the theater, which is the first IMAX theater in the world, is more or less a dome in the style of Buckminster Fuller. So Zeidler, with great skill, pulls together a series of quite radical architectural ideas to create a public place that is a combination of park, theme park, and entertainment venue that comes to shape the sensibilities of many people in the city. The Eaton Centre was a project by the Eaton's Department Store Company, a major Canadian department store, to redevelop a large site that it owned in the centre of the city as a shopping mall. And because this is the end of the 60s, they are interested in creating an interior shopping mall that is cut off from the city and that will attract people in cars driving in from all over the metropolitan area. Zeidler is not entirely committed to this idea, and he works together with the owners and in collaboration with such people as Jane Jacobs to try and create a fusion between the internal mall and a more traditional retail experience. The mall on the inside is this sort of fantastic high-tech wonderland with a giant galleria inspired by that in Milan, but this building doesn't destroy the street completely. It has restaurants and shops facing out onto the main street next to it, and it has, at least conceptually, it has the ambition of being connected to the larger city. So even as commerce turns inward and creates this sort of idea of a cathedral for shopping, Zeidler is not giving up on the city, and he's not giving up on the importance of the public realm. Toronto has the same disease that most North American cities and jurisdictions have, which is that, in effect, design doesn't really matter and the bottom line does. What we saw in the middle of the 20th century was a period where governments were interested in creating places of great quality and were interested in allowing architects and landscape architects to be creative, to explore new ideas, to innovate. Today, these values are not widely shared, and so the design professions are really competing based on price. If a major public project were to come up today, you know, the people who would be the architects who would have a shot at it would be large firms who had the right sort of resume and were able to deliver the project in a predictable way at a low cost. And unfortunately, that approach, either in Toronto or in many places in North America, has not given us a lot of good places. The places that we treasure, such as Ontario Place, are really products of this earlier era when people like Eb Zeidler were able to bring their talents into the city and were allowed to shine. Zeidler was not dogmatic in his approach. Unlike some of the modernist architects who we revere like Mies, Zeidler was able to take different styles and different approaches to different projects. And that, I think, is a value that continues to resonate. Zeidler was committed to modernism as an ideological project, but he was not entirely committed to giving up on the aspects of the historical city that worked really well. And in that way, you know, Zeidler was able to create places that were, you know, formally and spatially and materially innovative and beautiful and creative without destroying the fabric of the city around them. And I think that's a fusion or a combination that we really should be carrying forward.
Alex Bozikovic, architecture critic of the Globe and Mail newspaper there. He was speaking to Monocle's Toronto Bureau Chief, Thomas Lewis. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced and edited by Maylie Evans. I'm Nick Manise. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.